The Tribeca Film Festival normally at this time of year would be getting ready to welcome the world to its New York celebration of film. Not this year, as everyone is staying home to prevent the coronavirus from spreading. The festival is, however, offering some of its films online through its website. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and check in with Lauren Hammond, senior programmer for the Tribeca Film Festival. Lauren, thanks for making some time for us this afternoon. Talk a little bit about how you guys are adapting this year to make this thing work.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Well, we're really excited to be able to pivot and offer some of our selection from this year online. We have quite a few different offerings. First and foremost, we have our Tribeca Cinema 360, which is our VR selection, which will be going live on Oculus on Friday, April 17th, just this Friday, just a couple of days, where our entire 15 program selection will be available to anyone who has a VR headset, which is really exciting. We also have our Tribeca X section, which celebrates branded storytelling, which is live on our website right now at TribecaFilm.com. And then we've also pivoted virtually to support our creators, filmmakers, and industry, where we have some films available for accredited industry members to come and take a look at so that business can still get done even in these uncertain times. And that doesn't even mention our jury. We have all of our juried films, our films that are in competition are being juried right now. So we have some amazing jurors like Chris Pine, Danny Boyle, all watching films from this year's selection, and they're going to be giving out awards next week.
Usually you have programs that also include discussions with filmmakers, stars, and other notables. Are you going to be able to do that?
Well, we are working on that right now, and we have some exciting news that we'll be able to announce over the next week or two. But we will have some conversations. Along with the Cinema 360 selections, the VR selections, we will have some panels that are available online at TribecaFilm.com next week as well. And then we have some special kind of treats and surprises that are coming with some talent that obviously are at home, as most of us are these days, that are able to talk about the work that they've done this year.
Kind of ironic, Lauren, that there's been such a push in recent years to explore the whole 360 virtual reality notion with film, and this sort of accelerated that process, didn't it?
It certainly has. This is definitely an exciting time for the XR community, as it is scary as well. I think that it is, you know, Tribeca started 19 years ago after 9/11, and the idea behind the festival was to really reconvene everyone and just recognize that art actually heals. And we're trying to do a little bit of that now just by bringing people together across the globe to watch these films and watch these VR experiences.
Well, thank you very much for spending time with us. We've been speaking with Lauren Hammonds. He's senior programmer for the Tribeca Film Festival.